Good morning, everybody. Uneducated Economist here. So the Federal Reserve wants you unemployed. That's really what this comes down to. Take a look at the speech that I leave down in the description for you. It's to, who was it? Christopher Waller, who had given this speech just the other day. And now in this speech, he is talking about the tight labor market and how this tight labor market is adding to the persistent inflation that we are experiencing. And so until you actually see the unemployment begin to rise, you can almost guaranteed that the Federal Reserve is not going to be moving anywhere on their Fed funds rate. If anything, they are going to continue to move it up so long as this labor market continues to be tight. Now, low unemployment. How did this take place? Like, this is something that a lot of people are very unaware of how this actually happened. Now, they want to say, oh, well, all the labor left, all the workers left because of the stimulus packages that were handed out there, and now nobody wants to work anymore. Like, this is where a lot of people are complaining about, like, where this labor market went. Or that, you know, it's easier to just not have a job and to somehow live life. Like, I don't understand that one at all. Like, how do you pay bills? I guess you live with mom and dad or something. Like, everybody has these ideas on, like, where did all the workers go? But to me, it made a lot of sense when you think about it from during the pandemic and the setting up of the special purpose vehicles. Now, when the pandemic was really kicking in the gear and everything was starting to freeze up, like the Federal Reserve and the Treasury were very panicked about like where people were going to get their money, right? It was supporting households and businesses. Remember that? That's what the excuse or the reasonings that the Federal Reserve was stepping up with their efforts to set up these special purpose vehicles in order to backstop every corner of the financial market. Now, if you were following this channel during the time, we were breaking down each one of those lending facilities as, you know, the Federal Reserve was releasing information about them and how they were going to operate. One of these particular lending facilities was called the Corporate Debt Lending Facility. And now to me, this whole thing can be really focused in around just that one particular entity, right? Because these special purpose vehicles, they are literally entities separated from the Treasury and from the Federal Reserve, because neither one of these can actually purchase corporate debt, right? But a special purpose vehicle that was set up during unusual and exigent circumstances. You have to remember, like, these things would never have existed if it hadn't been for the pandemic itself. So now these unusual and exigent circumstance that allowed for this special purpose vehicle to actually exist was then funded with hundreds of billions of dollars. Literally, like, I forget how much it was, $600 billion or some ridiculous amount. It was insane, right? And then they put out the narrative, hey, we are going to be buying corporate debt. We are going to be buying the fallen angels. This is what they called it, right? So that corporations who are viable companies who are just happen to be in this condition in which that the pandemic was going to deny them funding, they were going to step up with a special purpose vehicle and buy that corporate debt, basically lending these corporations money by buying their bonds. Now, this special purpose vehicle, again, was separated from the Treasury and from the Federal Reserve, its own little entity, right? And then they bought a little bit of corporate debt. Like, they actually bought some out there. That had the markets flipping out. And so they all said, hey, yo, the Federal Reserve is going to be buying corporate debt. We all need to jump up into this stuff before they do it. And then we can sell them that corporate debt for a profit. So they were going to front run the Federal Reserve, right? They were speculating on the idea that these special purpose vehicles funded with hundreds of billions of dollars were going to be buying corporate debt and that they could buy it ahead of them and sell it to them. So as they were jumping into this corporate debt, the markets were, what they ended up doing was driving the yields down on this corporate debt, right? So all these corporations, these like zombie corporations out there who should never have been able to have access to incredibly cheap debt, did. They were like, all of a sudden, they were just gorging on this cheap debt, and the market were like totally lending it to them. They were buying into this stuff thinking that the Federal Reserve was going to be buying it ahead of them or after them after they had purchased it. So they were front running the Fed. And now as this was taking place, it started driving the yields down on a lot of this corporate debt. Well, now there are fixed income investors out there, right? Fixed income, meaning that they want to buy a bond and know how much they are going to get from it, meaning the yield that they get. Well, as the yields were driven down on a lot of these corporate debts, including the U.S. Treasuries, as the Federal Reserve was also engaged in quantitative easing at the time, meaning that they were buying these treasuries openly, all the yields started going down on the U.S. Treasuries. The yields were driving down on the corporate debt. And then the zombie corporations then had access to funding, right? All of a sudden, these fixed income investors are looking at all this corporate debt going, man, the yield on this stuff is way too low. The price is too high on this stuff. And so they started reaching out on the risk curve and started going into this zombie debt, right? These zombie corporations buying into the junk bonds. The only reason why they really did is because they were speculating and needed that fixed income. Well, either they were speculating or they needed that fixed income and they were moving into that stuff. So as they were funding these zombie corporations, all of a sudden now zombie corporations are loaded up on a bunch of cash. Well, what do you do with this cash? Right? Well, you got to expand your operations. You start buying equipment, expanding buildings, hiring a lot of people. And that's what you ended up seeing during that time, is that there was this massive, massive hiring frenzy that happened right during that time because they needed to go somewhere with this money. And this is really how it ended up taking place. And so this rise in the zombie corporations also was the rise of corporate employment that was happening, and people moved from their service jobs at McDonald's and moved up into these corporate jobs. How many people were you hearing about getting jobs really, and there was no business for them even being there? You didn't have to have degrees or anything. They were just hiring people out of, like, you know, as long as they had a heartbeat. And this was like, everybody was looking at this going, what in the world is happening? How come all these people are getting hired? And now nobody really describes it in this fashion, but ultimately that's what took place, is that these special purpose vehicles gave the position for these zombie corporations to rise and gorge on this cheap debt and then hire a bunch of people. Well, now what do we see taking place? Right? So now once these zombie corporations have risen and they were gorging on this cheap debt, well, now the interest rates are beginning to rise. And rolling that old debt over into new debt isn't so easy. And the consumer is getting hurt because of the higher interest rates. And the consumer can't go out there and use their credit to buy a bunch of goods and services like they once did. So now the retail sales are starting to fall. And now you're finding places like these retail apocalypse, you know, things start to happen within these companies. Well, this all starts to make sense, doesn't it? So even as these people start to fail, these zombie corporations, or, you know, just the closing of stores in general, those people are now starting to find their jobs back over at the service industries again. You see, this is the reason why the unemployment isn't rising and what the Federal Reserve is a little confused about. Now, it's not like they're confused. They know this. Like, if I can explain it, then you know the Federal Reserve knows it as well. And so they can't put this out there like, oh, hey, we want to see a bunch of more zombie corporations fail before we start seeing the unemployment rise. Because once we start seeing the unemployment rise, then we'll know that the inflation scenario is going to start coming down. But that's not taken place yet because these zombie corporations are not failed enough. That's why they're not concerned about, like, the whole banking failures and stuff like that taking place. They knew it was going to happen. They positioned themselves with the tools that they need that they haven't explained to us yet, very much like the bank term financing program, or isn't that what it's called? This, you know, basically bailing out all the banks when their assets have lost value and their liabilities are then too much. The Federal Reserve will basically step in and buy those assets at full value, or lend them money on those assets as collateral at full value, even though that's not what they're worth at the time. And so this is some of the things that are now taking place within the Federal Reserve in order to save some companies, but ultimately they want to see a bunch of companies fail. That's what they want to see in order for the unemployment to rise. And then once the unemployment rises, then they'll know that their inflation scenario is over. See, the idea of getting it from the supply side, they were hoping that they were going to get relief from the supply side of things. And I knew then when I heard it, I was just like, that is not going to work. You guys are just like, you're making up stuff. You're being silly, right? And so, but if they put that out there, right? This narrative, hey, we're hoping for help from the supply side. And then, you know, it doesn't work. Then you can be like, oh man, we got persistent inflation going on here. Well, geez, I wonder why we were hoping to get help from the supply side. But they knew that that wasn't going to work. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to work. So they had to have known that wasn't going to work. What they're really looking for is unemployment to rise. And that's what they're going to start experiencing here pretty soon, because you're already starting to see the effects of it from the corporations that are laying off and closing down altogether, and how many help wanted signs you're starting to see come down. Now, obviously, there's still a tight labor market right now, but that's going to change here, you know, over time. And when it does, then you're going to start seeing the inflation scenario really start to reverse course. But until then, you know, it's going to remain, you know, persistently high, so long as you see unemployment remain persistently low. It's just the case in what it's going to be. You know, it's funny how people said that the Federal Reserve was no way in the world going to be able to avoid a soft landing, yet here we are, and everybody's still wondering when the recession is going to come, or if it's going to come, and that's, you know, that's not hard, that's pretty soft, you know, I mean, as far as where we are on things. Now, don't get me wrong, I think the pain is still yet to come, and the Federal Reserve is looking for it, so, I mean, I'm not thinking that a soft landing is going to happen. All I guess I'm getting at is that right now, things should be hitting us pretty hard, but they're not hitting us hard, they're hitting us very softly. You see where I'm kind of getting at? All right. Uneducated economist, you guys let me know.